Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to share the latest addition to my Gone Among MGTOW series. It's been a while since I discovered a famous bachelor like Nikola Tesla that brought electricity to the masses. The Wright brothers that changed the world by putting men up in the air, and Isaac Newton and discovered gravity. I watched a documentary with Stephen Fry, and I put a link to it in the description. At the end of it, he reveals one of the first 200 Bibles Gutenberg printed with his printing press. But what really fascinated me was how complicated building that printing press really was. It wasn't just as simple as combining a wine press and movable type. Paper at the time was almost as rare as it was in that cheesy yet awesome 90s film Waterworld. It also would have taken the typical type maker a year to carve enough metal letters to print one page. How the hell would you create enough to print a whole book? He developed an ingenious method of pouring liquid metal into a mold and mass-producing the letters. He also wanted to print his Bibles on cow parchment, but it would have taken the skin from tens of thousands of cows to produce his first 100 books. So he only printed 30 of them on parchment paper, and the other 150 on regular paper. The guy almost single-handedly kick-started the Age of Reason when he developed his system. Unfortunately, though, when things worked out, he was congratulated for selling 5 of the first 100 Bibles to all 5 people in town that could read. And that was pretty much it. But nonetheless, he's responsible for mass literacy, the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, and all the things that we take for granted that wokester communists are trying to destroy. Well, they all want people to read. They just want everyone to read their propaganda. So I dug into the history of Johann Gutenberg to see what his wife and children were like. I kept thinking, would he really have time to devote to spending most of his life creating the printing press and revolutionizing the world while being in a relationship? The only thing that was known about his marital status is that in the years 1436 to 1437, where his name comes up in court records connected to a broken promise of marriage to a woman from Strasbourg named Annalyn. Looks to me like he went his own way and then began working on his revolutionary machine only 1 or 2 years later. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with Orange Man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his 2-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the world with no printed books of Gutenberg, God Married, Clown World Show. So looks like he went his own way in the year 1436 or 1437, and then began working on his system because there were court records of him being in debt in 1439. Just to make things clear, he was like Nikola Tesla, terrible with money and got into a lot of debt because he was plowing all of his money into his invention. The history of the first printing press, link in the description, shows us one of the first Bibles printed on parchment, near the end of that video. We can also see that he was a perfectionist, and he wanted every single one of his Bibles to be absolutely perfect. Also, contrary to popular belief, the church didn't initially lose their minds when they saw the printing press. Later in his life, Gutenberg was poor, and the Archbishop of Mainz, Adolf of Nassau, appointed Johann Gutenberg to be one of his couriers, and granted him until the end of his life generous wine, grain, and clothing donations, and freedom from taxes and services, which usually were being charged by the elector from the citizens of Mainz. This is very similar to the story of Nikola Tesla. He ended up tearing up the contracts to Westinghouse royalties that would have made him the world's first billionaire. And when he was old and poor, the Westinghouse company paid his living expenses because of what he did for them. Johann Gutenberg also borrowed a lot of money from a man named Fust. And when his invention was finished, and he couldn't sell enough copies because so few people could actually read or afford his technology, he was forced to give his machine over to Fust, who ended up making tons of money from his invention. An invention is the most important of the second millennium. Without it, most of the other gods among MGTOW never would have been able to do what they did. No philosophy, no scientific revolution, no aviation or electrification. The church only later started freaking out when people started printing secular material, and then they realized that they couldn't control the flow of information anymore. At first, it was about using their printing press to replace all the labor of the scribes that the church needed to hire to copy Bibles all day long. They probably also saw the value in printed Bibles taken to the New World, and all over the rest of the world, which meant that the Christian faith would have the advantage of being able to be spread much further than Islam, for example. The tall ships sailed around the world, and they brought religion to the so-called savages. But not until the conquistadors burned ancient Mayan books to then replace all the knowledge with what was printed on a Bible page. There's a fascinating book called Guns, Germs, and Steel that discusses how those three things helped Westerners conquer the world. But what about Christianity? Desmond Morris, the author of that book, doesn't really bring it up too much. Remember, philosophy spreads and reshapes the minds of the conquered peoples. They don't even have to be conquered. Europeans would just drop off single missionary men with a printed Bible, and many of the natives wouldn't even consider him a threat. But he was waging ideological warfare. So the printing press was put to the horrible use of conquering the minds of men all over the world. No wonder the church didn't see it as a threat for a while. They were probably imagining all the gold and silver it would bring in by bringing in millions of followers all over the world that would donate to the church in gold that would eventually be delivered back to Europe. It wasn't until later that they started freaking out. Technology also isn't a good or bad thing. It's all about how we use it. It's kind of like what we're seeing now with the internet and social media reshaping the consciousness of human beings. But more importantly, social media was free to all voices at first, because the people running it wanted money. Once they had more money than they needed, then they started freaking out, like the church eventually did. Big tech is now having their woke inquisition. I really enjoyed seeing the copy of one of the first 30 Bibles printed on parchment at the end of that video. It was like seeing one of the very first 100 television sets ever created. It was a spiritual experience all on its own, and I suggest you guys check it out. As for Gutenberg, we don't even really know what he looked like, so all the images and carvings I've used for this video are just guesses. I love the idea that this man is remembered 500 years after his life, and I suspect that guys like Nikola Tesla will also remember just the same. Or the Wright brothers. Wilbur Wright was also a tragic figure. He was born in Millville, Indiana, and I actually have a video from his birthplace that I'll eventually share with you guys. He's the one that ushered the famous line, "I don't have time for both a wife and an airplane." Tragically, he died in 1912 in a plane crash. Ironically, classical printing methods have come to an end, thanks to things like Kindle. But Gutenberg was the one that kindled the explosion of knowledge that we're seeing everywhere in the world today, broadcast by Tesla's discovery of radio and not Marconi's. Gutenberg should be an inspiration for all of us because of his risk-taking entrepreneurial spirit that left them financially poor but made the world rich in knowledge and information. The idea of missionaries using printed Bibles to soften up the natives to colonization by colonizing their minds is not something I actually read. I just thought about what a woman would do with such technology, and then it made sense to see that the church would probably do the exact same thing. It all comes down to telling stories and conquering the world with words and ideas. That's why South Africa wants to decolonize science, because it's the European mind that brought them the so-called curse of materialism. But if they want to learn anything, they need to decolonize themselves further by giving up their phones, computers, and books too. Then they'll be free from cultural and intellectual oppression. I'm all for it. Maybe that's been their plan lately with all the lootings and burnings. As for Johann Gutenberg, now I've got another MGTOW museum to visit outside of Frankfurt one day, because that's where they have a museum associated with the history of the printing press. While we don't actually know for sure if he was single or not, when he created the printing press, it takes a lot of effort to change the world and take care of a wife and children at the same time. What do you guys think? Did he go his own way after he got sued by a woman for not marrying her? And we also have a zero record of him having a wife and children. The financial headaches alone that man went through were more than most women could bear, and it certainly wouldn't be a stable environment for a family. Gutenberg was also dealing with the bad luck of the plague showing up through that part of Germany and killing off large chunks of the population. You'd think that there would be less demand for printed Bibles, and not more. Again, we don't even know if he got married or not, but a man doesn't spend a year or two of his life trying to get out of a contract to marry if he's your ordinary typical blue pill man that's more interested in vagina than oxygen. Plus, it was only after he decided not to marry that he began to change the world. The documentary I've linked to about him is about an hour long, but it's definitely time well wasted. If you guys have any other ideas for men to include in my Gone Among MGTOW series that weren't married but changed the world, then please add your suggestions down below as well. I've also come to the realization that I have to work on my virtual sex invention fully. The three main things that have been in the way of that have been my desire to build my travel channel, my fear of no longer producing content for this channel when it reaches 10 years of daily content production, and my financial future too. Well, one of those things is now off the table. Looks like YouTube demonetized my highest videos on my travel channel, while still running ads on them. I also think it's a waste of my talent, and I don't need to see every single wax museum and roadside attraction. So that takes care of one thing. I was also worried that if I stopped producing daily content, my emotional well-being would actually be impacted because if I don't keep my mind active, it tends to lead me into depression, because it sort of likes to eat itself. So I've decided to cut back to only 4 or 5 videos a week at that point, which would allow me to keep my brain active, but also give me time to work on my invention. The financial thing I'm still waiting on, and I need to do it right without going broke like Tesla or Gutenberg did. For them, ideas were not the issue. Money was. So I'll learn from their mistakes. Ironically enough, investing in crypto, which is insane with regards to volatility, has made me brave enough to also invest in monopolistic tech growth stocks, in addition to crypto. Another one of my greatest fears is that if I stop writing and thinking, I'll lose my mental sharpness. But I'm sure I'll find the right balance to give myself an opportunity to work on some of my other projects. As for Gutenberg, I wonder if he knew that his invention would disempower the church in the long run. Did he meet with them and sell them printed Bibles knowing that he was leading them into a trap of losing their monopoly on information and ideology one day? Or did they not care because they were greedy and probably thought that average people weren't interested in learning how to read and learning about reality on their own? And instead they would continue to get their news and information from local churches. The church was like the mainstream media of today, like radio, print, and television in the 20th century. The illiterate peasants had no other means of learning about the world. The internet and social media and crypto are just as worldview shattering as the printing press was, as well as airplanes and electricity were in their day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Gutenberg smash the church up its schwing-schwang, regardless of if they knew it and what he was doing or not. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the woman that tried to sue Gutenberg for not marrying her and thus preventing the Enlightenment and Renaissance away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.